Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Tuesday, July 20th, and I am reading from the New International Version and the New Living Translation. As we read today, Lord, we are listening for a word from you as we apply your word to our lives. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. For we know that if the earthly tent we live in is destroyed, we have a building from God, an eternal house in heaven, not built by human hands. Meanwhile, we groan, longing to be clothed instead with our heavenly dwelling, because when we are clothed, we will not be found naked. For while we are in this tent, we groan and are burdened, because we do not wish to be unclothed, but to be clothed instead with our heavenly dwelling, so that what is mortal may be swallowed up by life. Now the one who has fashioned us for this very purpose is God, who has given us the Spirit as a deposit, guaranteeing what is to come. Therefore, we are always confident and know that as long as we are at home in the body, we are away from the Lord. For we live by faith, not by sight. We are confident, I say, and would prefer to be away from the body and at home with the Lord. So we make it our goal to please Him, whether we are at home in the body or away from it. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each of us may receive what is due us for the things done while in the body, whether good or bad. Since then we know what it is to fear the Lord, we try to persuade others. What we are is plain to God, and I hope it is also plain to your conscience. We are not trying to commend ourselves to you again, but are giving you an opportunity to take pride in us, so that you can answer those who take pride in what is seen, rather than what is in the heart. If we are out of our mind, as some say, it is for God. Or if we are in our right mind, it is for you. For Christ's love compels us, because we are convinced that one died for all, and therefore all died. And he died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again. So from now on, we regard no one from a worldly point of view. Though we once regarded Christ in this way, we do so no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone, the new is here. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting people's sins against them. And he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. Psalm 65. For the director of music, a psalm of David, a song. Praise awaits you, our God, in Zion. To you our vows will be fulfilled. You who answer prayer, to you all people will come. When we were overwhelmed by sins, you forgave our transgressions. Blessed are those you choose and bring near to live in your courts. We are filled with the good things of your house, of your holy temple. You answer us with awesome and righteous deeds, God our Savior, the hope of all the ends of the earth and of the farthest seas, who formed the mountains by your power, having armed yourself with strength, who stilled the roaring of the seas, the roaring of their waves, and the turmoil of the nations. The whole earth is filled with awe at your wonders. Where morning dawns, where evening fades, you call forth songs of joy. You care for the land and water it. You enrich it abundantly. The streams of God are filled with water to provide the people with grain, for so you have ordained it. You drench its furrows and level its ridges. You soften it with showers and bless its crops. You crown the year with your bounty, and your carts overflow with abundance. The grasslands of the wilderness overflow. The hills are clothed with gladness. The meadows are covered with flocks, and the valleys are mantled with grain. They shout for joy and sing. Ezekiel chapter 5. Son of man, take a sharp sword and use it as a razor to shave your head and beard. Use a scale to weigh the hair into three equal parts. Place a third of it at the center of your map of Jerusalem. After acting out the siege, burn it there. Scatter another third across your map and slash at it with the sword. Scatter the last third to the wind, for I will scatter my people with the sword. Keep just a bit of the hair and tie it up in your robe. Then take a few of those hairs out and throw them into the fire, burning them up. A fire will then spread from this remnant and destroy all of Israel. This is what the Sovereign Lord says. This is an illustration of what will happen to Jerusalem. I placed her at the center of the nations, but she has rebelled against my regulations and has been even more wicked than the surrounding nations. She has refused to obey the laws I gave her to follow. So this is what the Sovereign Lord says. Since you have refused to obey my laws and regulations and have behaved even worse than your neighbors, I myself, the Sovereign Lord, am now your enemy. I will punish you publicly while all the nations watch. Because of your detestable idols, I will punish you more severely than I punished anyone before or ever will again. Parents will eat their own children, and children will eat their parents. And I will punish you by scattering the few who survive to the far reaches of the earth. As surely as I live, says the Sovereign Lord, I will cut you off completely. I will show you no pity at all because you have defiled my temple with idols and vile practices. A third of your people will die in the city from famine and disease. A third of them will be slaughtered by an enemy outside the city walls, and I will scatter a third to the winds and chase them with my sword. Then at last my anger will be spent, and I will be satisfied. And when my fury against them has subsided, all Israel will know that I, the Lord, have spoken to them in my jealous anger. So I will turn you into a ruin, a mockery in the eyes of the surrounding nations and to everyone who travels by. You will become an object of mockery and taunting and horror. You will be a warning to all the nations around you. They will see what happens when the Lord turns against a nation in furious rebuke. I, the Lord, have spoken. I will shower you with the deadly arrows of famine to destroy you. The famine will become more and more severe until every crumb of food is gone. And along with the famine, wild animals will attack you, robbing you of your children. Disease and war will stalk your land, and I will bring the sword of the enemy against you. I, the Lord, have spoken. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. Ezekiel chapter 5 is a difficult chapter for me. As we read verse 13, I had to go to other translations when it said, I, the Lord, have spoken to them in my jealous anger. In the NIV, it says, in my zeal. In the ESV, it says it this way, and they shall know that I am the Lord, that I have spoken in my jealousy, when I spend my fury upon them. Ezekiel chapter 5 is reminding us that God wants us to know Him as sovereign, that He is over all. And when we put idols in His place, it makes Him very angry. I read this in the NIV Zondervan Study Bible. The driving force behind the city's fall and rise is Yahweh's desire and intention to be known and acknowledged as sovereign over all. Approximately 65 occurrences or variations of the clause, they will know that I am the Lord, testify to this divine desire and intention. In fact, the phrase punctuates the vast majority of Ezekiel's prophecies. Yahweh's desire is to vindicate His glory and character, the holiness of His name, as He interacts with the people. More than any other prophet, the study Bible says, Ezekiel helps us understand how idolatry arouses God to anger. Idolatry diminishes the glory that is Yahweh's due. God is utterly opposed to sharing His glory with idols. To ignore this is to bring judgment, which is the passage that I read earlier. When I have spent my wrath on them, they will know that I, the Lord, have spoken in my zeal. So what are some takeaways from Ezekiel chapter 5? First, we must be careful to rid our lives of idolatry. One way to discern if we have idols in our lives is to ask ourselves the question, what do we elevate above God in our lives? The second thing I think that we should ponder is the little tuft of hair that Ezekiel rolled up and put in his garment. This is a picture of the remnant of God, those who did not go to idol worship, and the remnant through whom God will eventually bring the Messiah. And then finally, I think that we must remember that the Lord is sovereign. Again and again in this chapter, we hear this is what the sovereign Lord says. God will not share His glory with another. He is sovereign over all. And so He is the one to be praised, as the psalmist reminds us. Awesome and righteous are Your deeds, O Lord. Yours is the strength, the power, the wisdom, the watch care, the provision. Thank You for the great promises in Your Word. Thank You especially for 2 Corinthians 5, where we are reminded that absence from the body is presence with You, Lord, for the believers. And so we just claim that promise, and we thank You for the hope that we have as believers for spiritual presence with You when we die, and for the resurrection of our bodies. Lord, as we seek to be Your ambassadors in this world, give us the ministry of reconciliation, we pray. Help us to be about Your kingdom come. Lord, take away our desire for our will to be done, and give us a desire for your will to be done, we pray, through Christ our Lord. Amen.